Hi friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. This is Experiencing the Psalms, the Epilogue. And I can't help but talk about two more psalms very briefly, Psalms 47 and 119. We've come to the end and I am sad. I'm sad because I have so enjoyed an immersion in the Psalms, and I hope you have. But now it's over. I'm also sad that I haven't had a chance to share with you others of my favorite psalms. I love Psalm 18, 86, 89, but they're too long to treat adequately. But here's a short one. Psalm 47, verses 1 and 2. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. How awesome is the Lord Most High, the great King over all the earth. Here the psalmist calls all nations to worship Yahweh and acknowledge that He is not just a national God, He is the ultimate King over the whole earth. What does it mean in Hebrew culture to clap one's hands? In Western cultures, clapping means to applaud and to bring honor to a person. In the Old Testament, clapping can be a sign of joy, here Psalm 98:8, Isaiah 55:12, or triumph, Nahum 3:19. A king is applauded at his coronation, 2 Kings 11:12. In a business relationship, clapping the hands signifies pledging oneself as collateral. But clapping can also be used as a sign of mocking. Interesting. You see, it's difficult for me to quit. How can we leave the Psalms without experiencing Psalm 119, the longest psalm in the Bible, all of 176 verses? It is organized as an acrostic psalm. This time, 8 couplets all begin with Aleph, then 8 couplets begin with Beit, and so on. It is written as a meditation on the law of the Lord in all its different facets. It contains many memorable verses, such as, and let me just give you a few. Verse 9, how can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. Verse 10, I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Verse 18, open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Verse 67, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word. Verse 71, it was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees. Verse 75, I know, O Lord, that your laws are righteous, and in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Verse 130, the unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Verse 140, your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them. Verse 165, great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. I must stop. There are still more psalms I'd love to share with you. But though this is an end of our study, my prayer is that it is a new beginning of your exploration of the wonderful Word of God contained in the Psalms. It is rich. It is soul food. It is sweet. Verse 103, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. If you haven't already, why don't you covenant now to read a psalm every day? Revel in the Psalms. Enjoy them for a lifetime. They are God's wonderful gift to His people and a songbook for our souls. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the wonderful time we've had experiencing the Psalms. Thank you for your blessing, your goodness, your love. Help me, help us to praise you to the highest heaven. And when we have laments, to turn our hearts to you who alone can heal us. Thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name, I pray. Amen.